Attorney General John Ashcroft is giving a series of speeches defending the war on terrorism and defending a major anti-terrorism law, the USA Patriot Act. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke to the Attorney General.
The Patriot Act expands government powers to conduct secret searches without disclosing warrants and permits unprecedented sharing of information among law enforcement agencies. 2 years after Congress overwhelmingly passed the act, just after the September 11th attacks, the act is the focus of mounting criticism. Conservative groups complain the act increases the size of government and erodes privacy. Congress has voted to cut funding for secret searches, and two lawsuits are challenging its constitutionality. I asked the Attorney General if his tour is evidence that the Patriot Act needs to be defended.
I think there is a tendency for all of us to lose our focus a little bit as we get away from September 11th. And yet if you look around the world, you see that the terrorists are really bent on continuing their destruction, their carnage. So one of the things we want to do is to sharpen our focus to make sure that we persevere, that we persist in this fight against terrorism.
One of the realities as you go out on this tour, Mr. Attorney General, is you have cities like Philadelphia, Tucson, San Francisco sponsoring resolutions opposing the Patriot Act. You've also got two lawsuits working against the Patriot Act. Given what you say, that it allows you and all of law enforcement to do a better job of protecting Americans from terrorism, why do you think this opposition is mounted?
I believe that the facts of the way it's overseen by the Congress and overseen by the court, the facts that are available if you read the act and if you'll understand its implementation, are the kinds of things that will provide a basis for its continued affirmation by the American people. The American people, by a better than 2-to-1 margin, endorse the Patriot Act. They know that it's a way of securing liberty, not threatening it.
Mr. Attorney General, one of the concerns cited by critics, though, is the idea that you have federal law enforcement authorities now sharing information with local law enforcement, even international law enforcement, in addition to which you have secret warrants executed to get health information, school information, library information.
Well, the idea of judicially supervised delayed notification in terms of the delayed notification for warrants is an idea that's been used in law enforcement for decades. It's supervised by federal judges in every case.
And with regard to another new step, the sharing of information among law enforcement agencies, both local, federal, and international, do you consider that a possible point where excess or abuse may occur?
Well, we really believe that our ability to get information from intelligence sources secures the liberty of Americans. We recently have filed allegations against one individual named Lakhani in regard to an alleged plan to import and sell a shoulder-fired missile that would be brought into the United States and allegedly used against U.S. targets. And a person is innocent until proven guilty, but our cooperation with international intelligence authorities and international law enforcement authorities has made possible this kind of case and effort.
Mr. Attorney General, National Public Radio is doing a series on the 40th anniversary of the March on Washington and Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech. I wonder how you would assess where America stands at this moment with regard to civil rights and civil liberties, especially given the complaints that you hear from people of Middle Eastern origin, Southwestern Asian origin, who say they're subject to special scrutiny at this time.
Well, one of the things that I think is very important is that the President of the United States, together with the Justice Department, has recently announced a policy which indicates that the federal government will not be involved in racial profiling to make sure that we respect the liberties of individuals. I think Dr. King would say that's the kind of progress that we need to continue to make as we become a society that treats people based on the character that they have rather than the color of their skin. Well, that's something that I'm grateful for. That's one of the things that I think we ought to celebrate.
Now, what about the idea of this special scrutiny or special registration, fingerprinting?
Well, individuals are subjected to the special rules relating to identifying people who are coming into the country or leaving the country based on characteristics other than their race and based on a set of characteristics that define what might be considered to be a risk. The truth of the matter is, though, that this is a very temporary sort of thing, because within the next year and a half, the Congress has mandated that all individuals coming into the United States have to be the subject, or at least of, a comprehensive entry-exit registration system, which will, according to the law, involve biometric identification. And I think we're going to have the free society which we have had and want to have and aspire to have. We need to have an entry and exit system that has the kind of integrity that lets us know who's coming and who's staying and who's leaving and who's here.
The poll the Attorney General referred to was done by Fox News Opinion Dynamics in July. It found that 55% of those polled said the act was good for America. 27% said it was bad. Ashcroft's tour continues today through the Midwest, including several key states in the 2004 presidential race. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.